Time once again for a Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison. And Teresa's solo today.
I am solo today.
All right. Yeah. You've done it before. So
I'll be just fine.
Yeah, we missed John, but you've done it before.
Yes.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
Talking about emojis.
Oh, people love emojis.
People love emojis.
Some people get carried away with emojis.
Yes, they do.
That bothers
me. But I have some bad news, Paul.
Uh-oh.
So what's probably your most used emoji?
Laughing face.
Laughing face.
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, so like eye squinty?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Do you do the tears?
I will change that up. I'll do one tear. There's two tears.
Yep.
That you're laughing so hard.
Well, you know what people under 30?
Don't tell me they're going to take them away.
No, okay. No. But people under 30?
Yeah.
They use a skull.
For what?
For laughing. It's so funny. I'm dead. It's so funny.
That represents laughing?
It means I'm so funny. It's so funny. I died.
Oh.
I'm dead. That killed me.
Oh.
That killed me because it's so funny.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
I got one of those from my kids once. And so I'm like, what the heck? I thought that was funny. They're like, yeah, it was really funny, Mom. Get with it.
Oh, I learned something new today.
So, yeah. How about thumbs up? Do you use thumbs up?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I use it all the time. It's instead of writing okay or whatever, I just thumbs up. I got the message. We're good to go, whatever. And
don't tell me that means something different.
Oh, if people under 30, if they get a thumbs up, it's like a sarcastic thing. Like, oh, good for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like a slap in the face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
So we think we're saying one thing, and our emojis are saying something different.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is something new then for me.
Yes.
Because I'm old school yet.
Yes. Yeah. And probably a lot of our listeners are too. But if you're younger than 30, you're shaking your head going, yes, I wish my mom would quit sending me thumbs up.
What's your favorite emoji, Teresa?
It's a smiley face.
Yep.
Yeah,
Do you use emojis a lot?
I do. I love emojis. Okay. But I stick to pretty much, you know, the smiley face and, you know, frowny faces or whatever, the faces. I don't do a lot other than those. Because there are so many. But apparently, the laughing face, the smiley face, you can do it if it's like a cat. If it's a cat smiling, that's okay.
Okay.
But if it's just a regular smiley face.
I got the cat. I'm looking at my emojis on my phone as we speak. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's okay.
I see the smiley cap.
Yep.
Cat.
Yep. That would be fine. That would mean what we would think of as a smiley face. But a plain old smiley means sarcastic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ever sent by accident an emoji that you didn't mean?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I've done that a number of times.
We're on Facebook when you want to click like, and then you click and it does something else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on Reels, it's hard to, sometimes it's difficult. My thumb's so fat that it touches touches the wrong emoji, like a kissy face to someone. And I'm going, oh, I am so sorry. Didn't mean to send a kissy face. You know what I mean?
I do. I think we've all experienced it.
Yeah.
So here's another thing, Paul, that you might not realize. If you're sending an emoji from your Android, because I know you have an Android like I do, to somebody with an iPhone, it might not look like you think it looks.
Oh, it's different.
Yes.
It can be different. Huh?
Yes.
I did not know that.
So there's on the iPhone, there's a anguished face. It looks shocked.
Okay,
it's like shock, like, oh my. And on the Android, it looks really sad.
Oh.
So being like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. That's shocked, right?
Yep.
And them sending that versus, oh, that makes me very sad. Mm-hmm. You know, that there's a lot of difference in those two emotions.
Yep.
And that's not going to come across.
No, that's right. You could be confused. What they're sending.
there's a smirk on Apple devices, and on Androids, it looks like the person's half asleep. It looks like the little guy's half asleep.
Okay.
Really?
So that
crazy.
Means something different if you receive it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know what really gets me is all the hand signals, peace or
yes.
horns up or okay sign, thumbs down, you know.
Yep.
And the praying sign. Someone told me that it looks like praying. You're praying with your hands.
Yep,
folded
the hands
like
together.
But that could be a high five. That could be something else. And that kind of, I didn't like that. But yeah, the hand gestures are. You got to watch that. You can do the heart. You know, you make heart with your
yep.
fingers.
Yep. Yep.
I've used that a few times.
Yeah, that's a cute one. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, still okay. A period at the end of a text, if you're texting, do you use
periods? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Or a question mark or whatever.
So if you're under 30, using that with a casual text probably means you're angry. So if you're sending something to someone younger, a younger, you know, coworker or something, and you're like, da 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 da, period, they're like, oh my gosh, why are they so mad? Oh. Yeah, wow. It's crazy. So you don't always, it's not communicating what you think it's doing. And there's a law professor who's been tracking emojis now for like 20 years. And he said that in court, it's getting to be a thing because texting is a lot of how we communicate now, right?
Right. Some people, that's all the
exactly.
reason they, that's a, how they communicate.
And so emojis plays a part in that.
Okay.
So you need to be careful. This one guy did a thumbs up and the person receiving it took it as a yes for a contract.
Ooh.
And thought they were in contract.
Money
because of that thumbs up.
Oh.
And it turns out the judge didn't take that into consideration, but we're getting there. I mean, we need to be careful, especially because we don't know if what we're sending is going to look like what we're sending or not.
Yeah, that's with the email, too. You know, you text, email somebody.
Right.
They receive it differently if you're different than talking face-to-face.
That's true.
Can get misconstrued or what
but
you mean.
But you know what? We can even get misconstrued face-to-face, Paul.
Okay.
Things can go out one, go out your mouth and then go in somebody's ears and that person just interprets it through their way of thinking.
Yep.
So, you know, it's life.
I know a few people that's all they use emojis and it just drives me nuts. But that I did not know that about the skull. So I'm going to send a skull to somebody and see if they know that that's really funny.
Well, it used to be LOL.
Oh, yeah,
LOL. Yeah, LOL. And that is so old now, you know.
I use that, though, sometimes.
Yeah, us old people, that's okay. We can keep doing it.
Yep.
I think that the younger generation understands that we don't mean it like that.
Yeah.
But... you know,
all right.
Yeah.
I love talking about emojis.
They're fun.
Now I'm going to change it up a little bit, I think, my emojis. So.
Use the cat.
Yeah. That, and the cat means what again?
That means a smile. You can do a cat smiley face. Or you can do, if you guys have it, there's a smiley face that's got a hat on it. A yellow smiley face with a cowboy hat. And that means smiley face.
Oh, okay.
But you take the hat off and it's passive aggressive.
Oh. All right. Good topic again, Teresa. So people have questions about emojis.
Emojis. Yeah.
How
come
can they get over
see
you?
Me and Alexa. We are right on Main Street, Madison. You can come visit us across the street from United Prairie Bank, or you can give us a call at 320-698-4747.
All right. Yeah. Alexa helped me out again this week. So
yeah, she's great.
Yeah. She answers my questions right away and she solves my problems right away. So.
Yeah, people come in, they see me, they'll be like, I'll come back when Alexa's here. She's got her own following
there
now.
There you go. All right. Well, you do a great job too. So.
Thank you.
All right, and you're located on Main Street there?
Yep, right across from the bank.
And email, John's not here to do the email.
He's not. support@ruralsolutions.com.
There you go. All right, see you next week,
Thanks,
Teresa.
Paul.
Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.